Support for Fresh Air comes from Saab, designing cars with a philosophy that performance and safety should go hand in hand. Information available at www.saabusa.com.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. December 16th will mark the centenary of the birth of British songwriter, singer, and actor Noel Coward. In celebration, his 1961 Broadway musical comedy, Sail Away, is being revived in a concert production at Carnegie Hall tonight through November 13th. Elaine Stritch, who starred in the original Broadway production and London production, will recreate her role as Mimi Paragon, the director of a cruise ship who has to deal with the needy and often irritating passengers. Sail Away was a turning point in her career. She went on to star in the Sondheim musical Company, in which she sang Here's to the Ladies Who Lunch. Before we meet Elaine Stritch, let's hear her singing Coward's song about insufferable tourists, Why Do the Wrong People Travel, from the 1961 original cast recording of Sail Away.
The Taj Mahal and the Grand Canal and the sunny French Riviera would be less oppressed if the Middle West would settle for somewhere rather nearer. Please do not think that I criticize or cavil at a genuine urge to roam. But why? When the right people stay back home and mind their business, when the right people stay back home with Cinerama, when the right people stay back home, I'm merely asking why the right people stay back home.
Elaine Stritch, welcome to Fresh Air. I'm wondering what personal meaning the story of Sail Away had for Noel Coward. For instance, Graham Payne and Sheridan Morley edited the diaries of Noel Coward, and in their introduction, they wrote that Sail Away reflected his passion for travel, his loathing of tourists, his horror of old age, and his love of the sun. Did he talk with you at all about traveling and how his ideas about traveling figured in to the story of Sail Away?
No, he didn't. He is not Gadge Kazan. He is not one of those kind of directors. He had a young woman on his hands who had a lot of responsibility ahead of her. And he loved me. That was the best part. And I loved him. And when you've got that, you don't have many problems, Terry. You really don't. It's what I miss when I go into rehearsal for a show and I don't get that. I don't get any chemical connection with the director. You might as well go home. It's not worth going to rehearsal. I mean, somebody's got to understand you, and you've got to understand them. It's like a bad marriage, but this was a good marriage. And he did not go into depths about how he felt. He explained to me how he wanted me to play this part, and I was very right for the part, according to Noel. I had Mimi Paragon, his idea of her humor and her... he must have seen some depth in me, or he would never have turned this part over to me.
What was it like rehearsing with Noel Coward? What kind of advice did he give you about the songs and how to sing them?
Just wonderful. He would. Everything was not a joke, but everything had humor. Everything, And humor to me is one of the most important virtues, I call it, qualities that anybody can have about anything. I don't care whether you're digging ditches or singing Noel Coward. If you do it with humor, you're ahead of the game. And he certainly had a, you know, a double scoop of that.
Did he give you advice about singing his lyrics or about singing his melodies?
No. Richard Rodgers, he was not. If you'd follow me.
Well, what kind of advice would Rodgers give you that Noel Coward wouldn't?
exacting to the point of suicide. But I loved him. But boy, I'll give you an example. I sang Zip for Richard Rodgers. This is a great antithesis to Noel Coward. I sang Zip in Pal Joey long before I did the Noel Coward show. And I used to say, Zip, Walter Lippmann wasn't brilliant today. And he would stop me and say, Elaine, it is Zip, Walter Lippmann was. And I said, oh, Jesus. And as soon as he left the theater, I'd sing, Zip, Walter Lippmann. So I was a bad girl. But I was so convinced that I was right about that. And just between you and me, I was right. I'm telling that story for the reason is that Noel respected your interpretation, that extra something that you brought to his music. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He was very appreciative of it. And if you were wrong, did you get it? I wouldn't want to meet Noel Coward in a dark alley. I can tell you that right now. I don't want Noel Coward mad at me. Ever.
Did he ever get mad with any of the cast members? And what was
yes,
he like
then?
Yes,
he did, indeed. Yes, absolutely. There was a young guy that came to rehearse audition for Noel Coward. And I happened to be in the theater that morning. And, of course, Noel always looked like $1 million. And this guy came in to sing for Noel Coward, and he had jeans on and a dirty sweatshirt and blah, blah, blah. And he, you know, and Noel would say, are you going to sing for me? And this young man said, well, it's okay with me. I don't care. You know, oh, God, he was rude and awful and filthy and just unbelievable. And he said, I can sing Star Spangled Banner. Oh, boy. So Noel, who was very full of curiosity, said, do you have an accompanist? And this young man said, no, I just sing it. So he said, well, just sing it. And the young man sang it, and Noel interrupted him halfway through it. He said, young man, I'm not going to let you finish. I want you to leave the theater. I want you to stop maybe by on your way home and pick up a very, very inexpensive white shirt, preferably, and a new pair of jeans, which are perfectly all right with me, and some nice, clean sneakers. And then I want you to go home. And then I want you to take a very, very long shower with a lot of soap and a lot of water. And then I want you to get out of the shower and put on your clean jeans and your new shirt and your new scuffies. And then I think you should get out of the theater because you have absolutely no talent at all. Well, it was brilliant. I fell about, and my laugh came out from the back of the theater. And he said, good morning, Stritchie. And then he went right on, and this guy left with a shrug of his shoulders like he didn't understand one bloody thing he just heard. He thought this man was from Mars, naturally. Anyway, what a guy. What a terrific. And it wasn't mean, you know? It was just brilliant.
Did Noel Coward write any of the songs in Sail Away, especially for you?
I don't know. I would imagine he had some kind of idea in mind, yes. You know, because of my particular brand of humor, what he thought I could do, absolutely. And there was one song he wrote in Philadelphia that was not in the original score for Johnny. And it was a terrific song.
Which song was that?
So Johnny was too serious, and he wanted to give him a lighter vein. So Go Slow Johnny. I just love it. Don't you like that?
Sure.
From the score? Oh, I think it's wonderful. And he wrote a lyric in that song that is memorable to me. It's so brilliant, and it's so talented, with a capital T. You're no Brando, Roland Tando, meaning go slow, musically. I think it's such a great lyric.
You actually knew Brando. Didn't you go to acting school with him?
Yes, I did. He was in, I hasten to add that he's 6-7 years older than I am. So I want that made very clear. But we did go to dramatic school together.
And you dated?
yes, we did. Very, very briefly.
Right.
Yeah, I was too much of a convent girl for Marlon, if you'd follow my
I get it.
Meaning. Get it? Good for you, Terry. All right, next question.
Well, there'll be another question after we take a short break. My guest is Elaine Stritch. She's recreating her role in Noel Coward's 1961 Broadway musical Sail Away in a concert production that opens tonight at Carnegie Hall. More after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest Elaine Stritch is recreating her starring role in Noel Coward's 1961 musical Sail Away in a concert production that opens tonight at Carnegie Hall. Stritch plays a cruise ship director who violates the ship's rules by falling in love with a passenger, a younger man no less. From the 1961 original cast recording, here's Stritch singing the ballad Something Very Strange.
I found a little cafe on the beach with a terrace overlooking the sea. Will you have dinner with me tonight?
It is strictly against the rules for me to dally, hobnob, or fraternize with any of the passengers. What time?
Meet me here at 8:30.
Okay, Johnny.
Okay, Mimi.
This is not a day like any other day. This is something special and apart. Something to remember. When the coldness of December chills my heart, something very strange is happening to me. Every face I see seems to be smiling. All the sounds I hear, the buses changing gear, suddenly appear to be beguiling. Nobody is melancholy, nobody is sad, not a single shadow on the sea. Some magician's spell has made this magic start. I feel I want to hold each shining moment my heart. Something strange and gay on this enchanted day seems to be happening to me.
The original production of Sail Away closed after 167 performances. That was a great disappointment to Noel Coward, who was hoping it would run for 2 years. When Sail Away closed on Broadway, Noel Coward wrote in his diary this: another fact I must face is that I'm turning 62, whether I like it or not, and it's perfectly possible that I'm out of touch with the times. I don't care for the present trends, either in literature or the theater. Pornography bores me. Squalor disgusts me. Garishness, vulgarity, and commonness of mind offend me. Subtlety, discretion, restraint, finesse, charm, intelligence, good manners, talent, and glamour still enchant me. I'm wondering, from your perspective, how he handled the failure, you know, when it closed, of Sail Away, and if he felt that this meant that he was out of touch with the times, like you wrote
in
his diary.
Well, I don't... God, that's a tough question, because how can we get inside each other's minds? We don't really know. I know that he was a highly emotional man, and it must have affected him greatly. I mean, anybody that's human is going to be affected by the lack of success. I know that... Listen, I can't even go into how I feel if something isn't successful that I do. It's the depths and what we have to learn, and what Noel, I'm sorry that he's not around today. Boy, am I sorry, because he's the kind of a human being that if the tools that are presented to people today for depression and a lack of success, if they were more popular then, then you cannot live in the martini cigarette holder life forever. You just can't. And he had deeper values than that, but he didn't nurture them. He was riding on a crest of a very dry martini.
Noel Coward was a wicked satirist, and one of the songs that you sang in Sail Away was a parody of Do Adir from The Sound of Music.
I didn't even know that when I did it. I just knew it was the fact that she had to take care of those bratty kids on board ship, and she didn't much enjoy it, so she tried to squeeze as much humor out of it as possible. That's all. The actual show made sense to me. I didn't care what it was spoofing or sarcasm or anything. The idea of Mimi Paragon having to go to that damn recreation room on board the QE2, let's say, for instance, and meet all these kids that were yelling and screaming and try to teach them the ABCs, please, or, you know, review some of the things that they do in school so they can keep their studies up, was it a giant bore to her. But she made something funny out of it. So, but then there's one little boy on the ship that, drives you absolutely crazy, and I love his name. I love Noel's names, Alvin Lush. Isn't that great?
Well, let's hear the song, and this is called The Little One's ABC.
I want you to be quiet, my darlings. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O. Oh, what a jolly little jocular group we are.
Blah, blah, blah.
Vocalize and harmonize when mother cries. One, two, three, go. Try, if it's possible, to keep on key. Sing the letters after me.
Just how corny can you be?
If you sing when you are blue, you find you never have to care a rap. When the skies are dark and gray, you just say,
what a lot of
Alvin. P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, and W, X, Y, Z, or Z. This is my personal recipe for the little one's A, B, C. A stands for absolutely anything. B stands for big brass bands. C stands for chlorophyll, D stands for dexamil, E stands for endocrine glands. F and G don't suggest a thing to me, nor do H, I, J, K, L. But after L comes M for mother. And mother's going to give you hell. A stands for artichokes and adenoids.
That's Elaine Stritch from the original cast recording of Sail Away. I want to read a couple of things that have been said about your relationship with Noel Coward. Graham Payne, who was a good friend of Noel Coward, wrote this about you in his book about Noel Coward. He said, Coward cherished Elaine Stritch's similarities with Gertrude Lawrence, her verve, her irreverence, her infectious vulgarity. And Cole Leslie, who I think was Noel Coward's secretary and wrote a book about him, said, Elaine Stritch's devout Catholicism perhaps fascinated Noel the most. And Noel Coward wrote himself in his diary, Stritch was wildly enthusiastic and very funny, but I foresee little clouds in the azure sky. She is an ardent Catholic and has been in analysis for 5 years. Oh, dear. So
I think it's a great combination, and it certainly figures if you're an ardent Catholic that you'd end up on a couch.
Right.
So I knew exactly where he was coming from. Not then, but I do now.
Why do you think he was so fascinated by your Catholicism?
Well, because I was very serious about it. And I, you know, said my prayers and went to Mass and Communion and stuff like that. And then I would say four-letter words occasionally, and that combination made him laugh and fascinated him. I smoked, I drank, I did all the kicking my heels up type things, but I went to Mass on Sunday, so they say that he's an honest man, you know, that kind of thing.
Elaine Stritch starred in the original Broadway production of Noel Coward's musical Sail Away. She's recreating her role in a concert production of Sail Away that opens tonight at Carnegie Hall in celebration of Noel Coward's centennial. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.